Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How have you been in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
How is your life?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Mutegeeze.
And tell them.
Nti era tweyongerayo mu phase eyokubiri.
That still we're moving on in the second phase.
Eyokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
Of the answering of God unto the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi?
Why there are many problems.
Okuva omwaka 2020 gutandika.
From when the year 2020 began.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
much. Eyo mutegeeze.
And you tell them still.
Titwamaze phase ya sosi
that we finished the first phase.
Okuleta answer number 1,
to bring answer number 1,
answer mu answer zizo na
the answer within all the answers.
Ntikubanga Katonda gura mbutongoli,
that because God officially opens
okuyitibwa kwa za subi za manga gonna
his worldwide promised call
okuli ko okusinzira mugwanga lya Uganda,
basing in the nation of Uganda,
iranga ogogwe mulimu gwa Katonda okusembe kusemazinga wensi,
and that is God's final work on this planet earth.
Gwaba isemu okukola wamu naye,
that is called them into to work together with
iranga
him.
Mulimu ogu,
and that work
ye revival
is the revival
nokudizibwa obujja,
and the restoration
okukyasinzira okusembe kusemazinga wensi,
the greatest and the last on this planet earth,
nakusinzira mu Uganda kura lya Africa,
and it bases in Uganda Pearl of Africa.
Okuza enjiri yo bwakabaka bwa Katonda
to revive gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, you have been
born. Praise Jesus much.
Ngo musana gwe chigambo cha Katonda bwe guli.
As the light of the word of God is
ugulitira dala okumanya Katonda okujudde,
which bringeth the full knowledge of God.
Amanya nedobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musome fa Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyera mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Ate kuluno okwongera okutusaako phase
then this time to move reach unto you the second phase.
Iyo kwanukura kwa Katonda eri ensi.
The answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawana mingi?
Why there are many troubles?
Muchango mwaka 2020 gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Iranga tulekedde answer yokubiri.
And we are heading on to the second answer.
Ereta answers ezisinzira mbyandi ku ebituku.
Which brings answers basing in the holy scriptures.
Answers nyingi.
The many answers.
Nga answers zisinzira wansi w'omutwe ogugamba.
Those answers based under the heading saying.
Obunabbi bwa Katonda obuli mbyandi ku ebitukuvu butuukiridde.
The prophecy of God that in the Holy Scriptures has come to pass.
Oba God's biblical prophecies are fulfilled.
God,
what is next?
Obunabbi bwa Katonda obuli mu Bible butuukiridde. Kiki ekiddako?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga nabo butusindika.
And them to push us.
Mukwanu kuri ensi
to answering the world.
Ngagamba nti ensi ya jita.
And he says he called the world.
Mumurimu gwe ogusemba yo kusemazinga wensi.
His final work on this planet earth.
Ye revival.
It's the revival.
Nokudizibwa bujja okukyasinze.
And restoration the greatest.
Era okusemba yo kusemazinga wensi.
And the last on this planet earth.
Revival eyenjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Revival of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga tugenda okwebeka nga tutandika mbutongole.
As we officially begin.
Tugenda kwanjula byonna parts zonna ne answers zonna.
We are going to introduce all parts and all answers.
Ezigenda okusinganibwamu.
Those which are going to be found within it.
Mu phase eneyo kubiri.
Within the second phase.
Yokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
Of the answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Muchango mwaka 2020 gutandika.
Ever since the year 2020 began.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga tugenda okukola ekyo.
But as we go through that.
Katusoke tusemu ekitiibwa okubeerawo kwa Katonda kitaffe.
Let's first honor the presence of God the Father.
N'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
And his word the Lord Jesus Christ.
Omuno omwoyo omutukuvu atukulemberamu.
Together with his Holy Spirit who leads us.
N'okwebaza olwejjiri abamalayika abatukuvu.
And to thank for the armies of the holy angels.
Betukola nabo okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Those we work with to fulfill the word of God.
Nga mu Zaburi eya 14.
As in Psalms 103 verse 20. And he speaks saying,
that
they are the angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God as they listen to the voice of his word. And they move on to work together with us. As Revelation chapter 22, verses 7 to 9,
where
angel Gabriel explains Apostle John. And he
said,
we work as together with those who hold on the word of God. Now let's first honor him. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you and we give you glory and honor. We take this time
to
accept your presence in our midst together with your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 28 verses 20. Therefore, he's together with us
at
the very end. Prove your presence is around.
So
he told us in John chapter 14, verses 15
and
to 26.
He
will not leave us as orphans. You men appearing to us,
it was
kind of a comforter, the spirit of truth.
We
move on to honor
the
presence of the Holy Spirit. As it descended in Acts 2, from verses 1 into 4,
when
he came down in tongues of fire, we move on to honor him. He's been there to lead us, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, in the verse 14 and to 16,
and
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For the Spirit himself, together with our spirit, he groans inside us, that Abba Father. Thank you for bearing us all problems you've been on
mitawana,
us in the troubles. Accept everyday leaders,
all
spirit of truth.
We
will give you first place in our midst. Ask you lead us again.
Draw
us understand the word of God.
Have
written the scriptures of truth. Bible speaks of you. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23. Accept my review. Pour my Holy Spirit on you.
Before
you understand my words,
will
come you tell us strictly
of
your truth. As it's written, John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirit, they are life. Thank you, Spirit of truth.
Since
you brought the Holy Spirit, you have put in your
court.
Now reveal them to us as today. As we go in our second phase, the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many troubles from when they are 2030
began.
Thank you, Spirit of truth,
that
you sent Psalms 104:30 and they were created.
If
you are there to renew, you really revival of all things. As in Psalms 104:30,
he
sent the Spirit they are created.
It
renew the face of the earth. And we know you do not come alone. You come with a group of holy angels, those sent to serve us. Hebrews 1, verse 13 and 14.
We
move to welcome holy angels, those who are co-workers with us, fulfilling the word of God in
midst
of this world. Written Psalms 103, verse 20. The angels are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God,
to
listen the voice of the word. Even now, as Revelation 22, verse 7 and 8,
the
angel Gabriel explained, we are workers with those
who
hold the word of this book. Now we move on to hold on
iranga
them. And they are within us. And we move by them. Even your holy angels, those led by Holy Spirit, even
words,
we fulfill your
word
in the midst of the world. We give you glory and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the good time He's added us,
not
cast us from His presence. We want to move on with our second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles from when their 2020 began. When we got answer number one,
the
first phase of the answering of God to the the world? Why there are many troubles? When
there
are 2020 begun, we got the answer within all the answers. And he tells us that the reason why he's left all those, because God officially opens his worldwide promised call, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he calls the nations in his final work on this planet Earth to work together with God. In that work, to revive and to restore the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And where we ended, God explained the three ways through which he has come revealing that worldwide call, the final work on this planet Earth, the revival and restoration of the greatest,
in
the last on this planet Earth. When we headed on to second phase of the answering of God to the world, why there are many troubles from when they are 2020 began, this second phase, it brings the second answer. Within it are many answers, and they are under the heading which say that God's biblical prophecies within the Holy Scriptures have come to pass. What is next? Praise Jesus much. God's biblical prophecies, they have come to pass. They ask us, what is next?
But
they have come to pass, the issues remained one. That still God's worldwide promised call, it too is coming to pass now. Because the prophecy of God speaking of that world, of the whole world, which is in the Holy Scriptures, it has come to pass. It means it pushes us to fulfill God's worldwide promised call, and it places in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And that is God's final work on the planet Earth, where it's called nations work with them in this work. In that work is the revival and the restoration of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to first give you the summary, the answering of God. Now these answers we're going to first give them to you, right from the first part up to the last part. In their summary,
yes,
praise Jesus much. But before we begin one by one, we first remember that it's written in Amos.
There's
nothing which happens under the sun. If God has not willed it to happen. Now all things happening from there 2020 when it began, it's a trumpet calling us in the work of God, the final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And God is the one who left all the troubles to happen, that he can humble us, holds us in his final work. Let's read as we hear.
Amos chapter 3
and the verse 6.
Bafu ile kondere mchibuga abantu nebatatia. Owimu kwa kuchibuga mukama angatabulese.
Do they blow a trumpet in the city
abantu ne batatia,
and the people do not get afraid?
Tukutegeziza.
We have told you that the troubles which fell in the whole world from when they are 2020 when it began, it's a trumpet which calls all the nations, and they are called to work in God's final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival and the restoration of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We
say it is a real trumpet. Praise Jesus much. And he says, can there be troubles on the world, God's not allowed them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It is impossible.
If
the troubles move not to happen, God is aware of what is moving on. And what is moving on, it revealed it to his prophets. According to Amos chapter 3 verse 7.
Amos chapter 3
verse 7.
Mazima mukama katonda tali ko kyalikola wabulanga abikulidde abaddube bannabbi ekyama kye.
Mazima mukama katonda tali ko kyalikola.
Surely the Lord will do nothing
okujjako nga amazi okubikulira bannabbi ekyama kye.
Unless he revealed the secrets unto his prophets.
Tukiriza nti emyaka mingi.
We believe that many years.
Okusinira ku ebyo kwezo phase esooka ey'okwanukula kwa katonda eri ensi.
According to the first phase of the answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi bukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
Why there are many troubles since their 2020 began.
Twalabye nga katonda.
We saw that God.
Yajja abikkula okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
He came revealing his worldwide call in the prophecy within the scriptures, in the history
of
the European explorers and prophecy from Uganda and outside Uganda. But when he was going to begin this work to officially open it, we hear in the new generation which has the full knowledge of God, he warned us, told us on the 31st December 2019, that their 2020 is not a joking year.
It's
never happened under the sun. Because in that year, Satan is going to officiate his most extreme evil works. His most extreme evil works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Including diseases. And many other problems you'll hear and see. But he promised us as him God. Jeremiah 4 verse
6.
That he is to raise the standard.
But
that standard he promised us. It's the call of the whole world. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he calls them to work in his final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival. And the restoration of the greatest. In the last. The gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. In this answering. And God passes it through us. In our mouth. It's come in its very exact time.
And
it is sweet to hear. According to Proverbs chapter 15, verses 23, when he speaks, as he says like this, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23,
Nechigambe chijira muntu ukozacho nga chirunji.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Umuntu asanyukira okuddamu okw'omukamwa ake.
A man has joy by the answer of his mouth.
Nechigambo.
And a word.
Echijira muntu ukozacho.
Comes in its due season.
Nga chirunji.
How good is it?
Season je tuogerako.
The season we speak of.
Iyo mwaka 2020 buchanga gutandika.
The year 2020 ever since it began.
Nebizibu ebigulimu.
And the problems within it.
Erechigambo chokwanukula kwa Katonda.
The word of answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles. But since that 2020 began. That word. Come in due season. How good unto us who hear in the whole world. Those who hear and at the same time we see. You first repeat for us that verse. Proverbs chapter 15, verse
23.
Yes. The man has joy by the answer of his mouth. And the word spoken in its due season. How good is it?
You see
the goodness of answering of God to the world.
Why
there are many troubles.
If
assist
there 2020 began.
Now, and when you look to this, our second phase,
it
brings the many answers.
Yeah,
under the heading saying, God's biblical prophecies have come to pass. What is next? Praise Jesus much. But we remember in Proverbs chapter 24, he speaks and he says that if you give a good answer, move on to kiss your lips, according to the verse 26. Proverbs chapter 24 verse
26. If
God passes through your mouth meaningful words, kiss your lips, indeed you feel you boost within the Lord. And ask us, the new generation with the full knowledge of God, as we bring the answer into Uganda, where there is basing the call of the whole world.
Uganda,
and Uganda,
it
proclaims to the entire Africa,
it
proclaims the whole world.
We
want to kiss our lips in this moment.
Answer
come, and it's just the right answer.
Answer,
there's nothing like
any.
Why God has left this year? When 2020 began, and there have appeared problems, and you bring an answer without any meaning in it.
And
the reasons in it are not enough to answer. These answers which you
have,
they are meaningful. You first repeat that verse. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26.
Teka tekanga omulimu gwo ebweru ogwete nti ogwetegekerenga munnimiro oluvanyuma ni olyoko zimbe nyumba yo.
Yes,
Adamu ebyensonga,
you answers rightful.
Ajogerebye mimwa,
he kisses his lips.
Era teko kubanga teka teka answers banga ngali yiseko.
Must have prepared these answers for a long time back.
From
the year 2005, God takes me the journey of heaven with the reason for the worldwide call, God's final work on his planet Earth. And it's the revival, the restoration, the
gospel
of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Answers were prepared long back. You have been awaiting for its due season. And they come in the rightful season. From the year 2005, I've been moving with those answers. Those answers were introduced to the ministry of full knowledge of God in the year 2016. Now they've been introduced to the world from when the year 2020 began. The answers of those
prevailing
when that 2020 began,
that
we were prepared long back outside the field. All you in the nations who called in this work, we were outside to you, you did not know us.
And
we are right here with your answers, which have come from God Almighty, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by His Holy Spirit, the armies of His angels who serve us. Answers have been there already prepared. Say, prepare them outside the field. After move out, go into the field. Move as we bring to you the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems from when
their
2020 began. In this, we are right on the second phase.
Answer.
The second answer. That we say the many answers
in their,
under the heading saying,
obunabbi wa Katonda.
God is biblical prophecies. They have come to pass. And what is next?
Prophecies
in the Holy Scriptures where they come to pass.
They
have to push us in God's final work.
Revival.
It's the revival and the restoration. The greatest and the last on this planet earth. But we remember in the first phase he told us
he
needed a faithful servant
who
will be able to give you those answers. Gives you food of the word in its proper time.
As
told us in Matthew 24, as he says like this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45. Where is that wise servant? And he is faithful. Whom his Lord gave charge over his household. And the one whom we'll find. And he gives them food. In its proper time. The food we speak of. Not of the hunger of the stomach. But the food we spoke of. As we based in Proverbs 15, verses 23, the food of the
word,
and it's in its proper time. I remember you've read there. You read there and see the food they are speaking of.
And
the food is in due season. Proverbs chapter 15, verse
23.
Yes. That's the word, it's the food he speaks of.
That's said in Matthew
24, verse 45. And downwards. Where is that faithful servant whom his master will find? His master entrusted those of his household and the one he will find
and
gives them food in its proper time. Proverbs 15:23 is what is explained.
And
the one who
asks
answering of those, and you see as if the lips are the ones speaking. But out of them come the
one
which is in its due season.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
As people would have asked, but what is moving on?
What
happened on us many since their 2020 began?
Answer.
And the answers come as you hear them. And they are in their due season.
And
that food given you by that wise servant.
It's
explained in Amos saying there will not be famine of food.
But
the famine of hearing the word of God. The time which birthed a lot of famine.
Of
wanting to hear the word of God. And the people ask them that Bibles have sold much. They said they have so much been on markets. From when their 2020 began.
It's
something very expensive by now. That moved on to point on us. That the word of God has become very expensive. In days like this. Now let's read there, we see.
Amos chapter 8,
verses 11.
Labe naku zijja bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi weleze njala munsi, eteri njala ya mmere ne wakubadde nyonte ya mazzi. Naye njala yokuulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Mm.
Yes.
When he
will send a famine on this earth.
If you read Amos chapter 8,
he said, behold, days are coming, saith the Lord, where I will send a famine on the land, a famine of bread,
not
of drinking water, but of famine, hearing the word of God. That famine already fell upon all the world. Christ, since that 2020 began, be able to prove this famine is falling on the world, even in the synagogues, he chased us from there. There is no food of the word there.
Now
let them go to their homes and they discover that famine on them. And he says, after he's opened up,
he's
going to wander mountains and the valleys and they seek for the word of God,
but
he's going to appear in their home countries except there where he put their answers, where he put the foundation where revival should come from,
Africa.
Here in Africa, in the Uganda Pearl of Africa, and we base here. Read the verse 12, it says like this.
Amos chapter
8 and verse 12.
Okuva kunyanja okutuka kunyanja endala nokuva buchiko bwakono okutuka ebuvanjuba bali dukana mbiro eruyi neruyi okunonya ekigambo kya Mukama.
Have you seen the problem? That in rice getting out from their lockdowns and quarantines, the famine and the fasting hearing the word, for now it is increased in them. My God. Now remember, our brethren have no answers to give our fellow different servants. It's a time to ask what is next. There is no answer. They wander mountains and valleys. They seek for the word, they do not see it. As they will be there, and the message reaches them, the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems from when their 2020 began. That's what. Why there are many problems from when their 2020 began.
That
what I don't speak it today, I speak it in your season when you will hear it. For if it's been telling you why there are many problems in this year 2020, it would have spoken of current
presently.
From when the beginning of year 2020,
it means in
time you will hear this message with how long it is past it began.
That
answer speaks in that your time is following from the beginning of the 2020. Don't be surprised, it's like that. But that famine, what they have said, it needed the faithful servants being handed to the church in the whole world, and it's been handed to the whole world to give it forth of the word
in
its proper time. But there is a word which is said, that servant must be wise and he is faithful. But wisdom, we must get it from where?
And
it's in the word to be able to bring fruit of high wisdom. According that we read in Jeremiah, chapter 8, the verse 8, and to 9, and he says like this. Jeremiah, chapter 8, verses 8.
Mwogera mutyan tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye laba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba eyabawandiisi ewandiise ebitali bya mazima.
Yes.
Kati abali eri ababuuza.
Now he's only asking them.
Sawa zino manyi baliyo bali mu kugunja ebitabo.
This time you know they're out there trying to print books and write them.
They
write why there are problems, perhaps. They have written. But he says, all that you've written does not speak of the worldwide call, wrath of God. God's final work on this planet Earth. It's the revival and the restoration of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Those you've written about God, you've written lies. This is the reason we speak of now. God, you can reveal it in three ways. When we saw the first phase of God's answer to the world, then he said, those lies you have written, if you don't follow the word of God to explain well, there is no wisdom there. You first finish that verse. Verse
9.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengentererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi kyagali mu bo.
Yes.
Abagezigezi,
the wise,
bakwatiddwa ensonyi.
They have gotten ashamed.
Laba, bawambiddwa.
They have been captured. They have rejected the word of God. What wisdom is within them? You know, the wise moved out to create and make diseases. And they failed on them from when 2020 began. Satan captured them and he used them over what he wants. And God had chosen them.
He
rejected my word, what wisdom is in you.
Now,
the faithful wise servant is
people. The one who can
bring food of the word in its proper time.
It must
bring wisdom which is in the word as you hear today. Let's go back in the Matthew we hear. Matthew 24 verse 45.
Kala aluwa na te omudo yo mwesigwa owa magezi. Mukama wego ya sigira abomu njuye. Okuba wange mmere yaabwe mu kiseera kyayo. Olwana mu mukaaga. Omuddu oyo alina omukisa. Mukama we gw'alisanga ng'azze akola bw'atyo.
Yes. Omuddu oyo wa mukisa.
That servant is blessed.
Mukama we gw'alisingana ng'azze akola bw'atyo.
Lord will find his come doing like that.
It
does not work once and you give up on it. That's why we're in phases.
Sikuleta yuka answer kamu.
Not to bring in one answer. That's why we're heading on to the many answers. You must have come doing like that.
Yes,
till Jesus will be coming back.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So to serve Katunda.
Now we ask God to sustain all you here in the whole world. And you be patient as you become doing like that.
And
give you food of the word in its proper time.
Jesus,
to find us doing like that together with you.
Then you
will give us a portion of the greatest blessing. In the beginning of that brings the blessing of this world. The winding up of it gives us the heavenly blessing. Is it all that? Yes. Now in all, wanted to give you the summary. The many answers, how are they going to be moving? That's been the introduction of the many answers. The many answers. Why there are many problems. From when their 2020 began. Those answers are under the heading saying, God is biblical prophecies. They have come to pass. And what is next? What is next?
Is
God's worldwide promised call.
And
places in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Where he's called you to work in his final work on this planet Earth. And that work, it's the revival and the restoration of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As the light of the word of God is, which brings the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So part one.
Now part one.
Part one mu phase number two.
Part one in phase number two. This is the answer you will find within it.
God is biblical. God is prophetic message on 31st December 2019.
Obubaka bobu nabbi obwa mukama nga 31 December 2019.
2020 is not a joking year.
Omwaka 2020 si mwaka gwa kusaga.
It has never been under the sun.
Tegubeeranga wansi w'enjuba.
Note yaga, the note says,
note muyo egamba,
Satan is going to officially launch his extreme evil work on planet Earth.
Satani agenda kutongoza emirimu gyeje kive gisingayo ku semazinga wensi.
Including diseases more fatal than HIV.
Gogaseko endwadde enziwe nnyo singa ne HIV.
But God is going to set up a standard.
Nemo kama geda yimu so mutindo.
Yesu yebaziwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So
in the many answers within the phase number two, the answering of God to the world, why there are many troubles from when
their
2020 began.
Part one.
Part one. It's going to give us the prophecy of God.
God's prophetic message on 31st December
2019. In that year he told us, the year 2020 is not a joking year. Never happened under the sun. Because
Satan
is going to launch within its most evil extreme works on the earth. Including diseases more fatal than HIV. But God is going to raise a standard. And we were told that in there is where Satan is going to launch the number 666, the sign of Satan, which is known as a pyramid.
And
a pyramid, each looking in another, up and down.
Another
looking down, another looking up, they faced each other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then,
even the name. The name of the beast or of Satan, which is known as Lucifer. The prophecy which was spoken will be coming to pass. That in Revelation 13, verses 17. And he says like this. Revelation 13, verse 17.
Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda. Wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu bunnabbi buno twategeezebwa.
In this prophecy we were told
era omuntu aleme okugula
that a man will not be able to buy
newankubadde okutunda
neither sell
okujjako ng'amaze okuteekebwako
except he had been put upon
a number,
the number of the beast, the mark, together with the name of the beast. You repeat for us that verse. Revelation 13, verse 17.
Erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Buno obunnabbi.
This prophecy
obwa Katonda obuli mu byandiko ebitukuvu.
Of God which is in the Holy Scriptures.
butuukiridde omwaka guno 2020 bwatuukiridde
comes here this year 2020 it came to pass.
Jero muntu aleme okugula.
That man will not be able to buy.
Ne wankubadde okutunda.
Neither to sell.
Okujjako nga amaze okuteekebwako.
Except he had been put upon.
Okusooka bakugambye.
First they have said.
Akabonero.
The mark.
Akabonero ako.
That mark.
Tukugambye era twa message ewe nabe furuma.
We told you and where that message will be released.
Wanga tukuwa summary ye message ye.
We give you summary of that message.
Akabonero.
That mark.
Kakozesedde almost munsi yonna.
It's been used almost in the whole world.
Ebeera pyramid.
It's a pyramid.
Kati bafuna jinne wayo yokubiri.
Now they get the second pyramid.
Nibajiteka mweno. Emunge tunudde waggulu ngendale tunudde wansi.
One faces up, another face down.
Kikabonera kakaba sitani.
That's the mark of the devils.
Bwokafuna.
When you get it.
Niba tofunye namba lukankaga mukagwa oba already ogirina.
Not gotten the number 666 already you have.
Tugula bagambye.
That's why they have said.
Nti tewali kugula.
That is no buy. Neither selling.
Okujja kongo tekeddwa ako akabonero.
Except you've been put upon the mark.
Oba erinya.
Oh, the name.
Oba enamba.
Oh, the number.
Erinyeri.
Of that name.
Bwandikibwa akonto oli mwana wa Satan.
If engraved upon you a child of Satan.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Irobo fuse mutuze weyo.
Become a citizen of there.
Bwan boteke bake namba rukankaga mukago kuva ku moyo
ko. Put upon the number 666 from your spirit.
Nga message bwejo kuwe bwa mobojofu.
As the message will be given you in the full.
Nga omanya.
And there you know.
Era binomyo nabye mulaba.
And all this you see.
Ndi atensi bajigaddewo.
That the world is been put in lockdown.
Ate mukuva bwetuna avireyo.
That when we come from there,
tirige munino kuba ne masiki.
You must wear masks.
Okugenda okukora.
To going for work.
Ate masiki tezikoze burungi.
Masks have not worked well.
Mujje tubakwe vaccine.
You come we vaccinate you.
Tuba tusobola kuba controlinga.
That we can control you.
Bino bimulira 5G na 6G networks.
Yeah, 5 and 6G networks.
Yonabi tuvuga kugende eyo.
All those drive us to go there.
Kati obunabi obo.
Now that prophecy.
Butukiride.
It's come to pass.
Era kiche kiddako.
What is next?
Kati simonjo le 18 olile.
Read the verse 18 you hear.
Okubikulirwe sura ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Revelation 13 verses 18.
Awe wali amagezi alina okutegeera abalirira omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo lukaga mu nkaaga mu mukaaga.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Atugamba wali amagezi.
He told us that's where there's wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
And understanding.
Kubanga tuwategedde konti omuddu alina okutwanukula alina okuba owamagezi.
Because we understood the servant to answer us must be with wisdom.
N'amagezi ge gali mu kigambo.
Wisdom is that which is in the words.
Getwawuliddeko mu Yeremiya.
That we heard of in Jeremiah.
Sura y'omunana.
Chapter 8.
Y'omunana pakulu omwena.
Verses 8 to 9.
Ng'agamba nti bamuganye ekigambo kya Katonda.
If you've rejected the word of God.
Magezi kyagali mu mmwe.
What wisdom is within you.
Kati alina amagezi.
Now the one with wisdom.
Alina kubanga alina gali mu kigambo.
Must have that wisdom within the word.
Siganage. Ensi agabalirira ebintu ebyo.
This wisdom of the world.
Naye nga gali mbyawandikibwa okutunyonnyola.
But that within the holy scriptures.
Era nga galeeta okutegeera.
And it brings understanding.
Kukubalirira omuwendo.
In counting the number.
Ogw'omusajja oyo.
Of that man.
Omuwendo lukaga nkaga mukaga.
The number 666.
Yajetya.
How did it come about?
Ivawa.
Where does it come from?
Itegeeza biki?
What does it mean?
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
So bunabbi obo.
Now that prophecy.
Obwafuruma mu December nga 3 moro.
Which was released in 31st December.
2019.
2019.
Ndio mwaka 2020.
That the year 2020.
Tegugena kuba mwangu.
It's not going to be an easy year. Never joking.
Era tegubanga wansi wenjuba.
It's never been under the sun.
Butwa ingira.
When we entered it began immediately.
Wabula mukasikiri mukusirikirira kuno.
But in this silence,
yategeza understand agenda kuba launching ebyechive.
Told us Satan is going to be launching his evil works.
Misema yokusema zinga wensene.
Extreme works on the planet Earth.
Nina tegeza naye agenda yimusomo tindo.
He told us it is going to raise the standards.
Omutindo.
The standard.
Wegwe muri mugwa katondo okusemba okusema zinga wensene.
Of the final work of God on this planet Earth.
Revival.
The revival.
Okudizibwa obujja.
And the restoration.
Kyasinzira okusemba okusema zinga wensene.
The greatest and the last on the planet Earth.
Songa chija twetagisa.
And it will lead us.
Okuyimirira.
To stand.
Kubanga obunabyo bwogera ku kabonero ka Satan.
Because the prophecy speaking of the mark of Satan.
The
name of Satan. The number 666. It's not a prophecy that it's Satan who gave it to us, but it's a prophecy of God which cometh to pass, which has come to pass. Now what is next? What is next? That's where there is wisdom
and
understanding.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. If we can understand those, because the mark, we understand it, and we shall get explained of it.
A
pyramid looking into another. The name, we read of it in the Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12. And he speaks saying like this.
Isaiah 14,
verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa emunyenye ey'enkya, omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. Onyole 13. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emunyenye za Katonda. Era nditula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You hear
Isaiah
14 verses 12. The
name
of the one who was chased from heaven with his fallen angels. Satan the devil. His rightful name is
Lucifer.
And you see many clothes they have put on those names. You hear others have made missiles and rockets. They name them Lucifer.
Lucifer number one.
Lucifer one.
Lucifer number two.
Lucifer two. Now they are launching the name. The number 666 needs to be explained to you most. Where it cometh from? And how do you get it? Those are what we shall move on to get well.
Part one.
When we're getting the part one. Of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems.
Phase two.
In the phase two.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But God promised us to raise the standard. Expressing in His Holy Spirit. According to Isaiah 59. Verses 19. And He says like this.
Isaiah sura ya 5 mwenda n'olunyiriri olw'19.
Isaiah chapter 59 verses 19.
Kale bali erinnya lya Mukama okuva ebuvanjuba n'ekitiibwa kye okuva nti kale bali erinnya lya Mukama okuva ebugwanjuba n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulabe yagolokosa amataba n'omwoyo wa Mukama ti n'omwoyo n'ayimusa omutindo okulwana naye.
Yes.
Mwaka tuchimanyi bulungi.
We know of it well.
Ndi omwaka 2022 buchangu tandika.
Yeah, 2020 verses.
Simwangu.
It's not an easy year.
Ngobu nabyo bwatu gaba mu December 31.
Prophecy told us at the 1st December. 2019.
Era twategeze bwanti Satani.
And we are told that Satan
agenda kutongoleza mu nyebye
chivye. Going to launch his most evil extreme
works.
God will raise a standard to fight with him.
But
that Isaiah 59 verse 19. It too is a prophecy which has come to pass. That still raise the glory of God
right
from the west and then from the east. Why in Uganda, East Africa, it already began. Those days the enemy would have risen floods, problems, troubles. But the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard to fight against him. That is what is moving on.
It's
the biblical prophecy of God and it's come to pass. And what is next in the many answers of the answering of God? Why there are many troubles? But since the 2020 began, now the enemy brought problems. God left it to happen. People had given themselves to the hands of the evil Satan. Yet as he does all those, the Holy Spirit is right behind raising the standard. It's the standard called the whole entire world.
In
God's final work on this planet earth, that will do revival and the restoration of the light of the word of God through the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. They will break down the schemes of the evil Satan. Most you have them, or you hear them in the first phase of the answering of God. But remember, this Holy Spirit already
has
been poured to us to raise the standard. Why he said in Jeremiah 4 verse 6, as he says like this, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6,
mutekewo mutindo okolekera Sayuni. Musewe chidukiro muone temuruawo kubanga ndire tobubi obulivo buchiko bwakono nokuzikirizo kunene.
Mutekewo mutindo,
you set up a standard,
muone temuruawo,
you do not delay.
Mutekewo mutindo,
put set up a standard,
temuruawo,
do not delay,
muone
you be saved.
Kubanga ndire tobubi okuva mambuka,
for I'm bringing evil from the north. That's why I told you that people should not deceive you. The north, they speak of the north of America. Don't you think coronavirus began in China? Those who embarked in that campaign and inject money in it, it's America, in the north of it. It came from there. They deceive you, that's not rightful. God spoke in those days evil and much destruction. As we've come,
many deaths
will come from the north of America. They should not deceive you that it came from Wuhan in China. They just began from there to confuse the world. Wanted to confuse all that. This Bill Gates, in the year 2005, he spoke the virus is there, yet it's not yet matured. Yes.
Now,
evil God had shown where it will be coming from. But we here on 31st December 2019, he told us that year 2020, it's not a joking year.
It's
never been under the sun.
The Satan
is to launch his most evil extreme
works.
He works of those diseases. The vaccination
here, 5G
and 6G power networks. The much destruction and the tools will be high.
Standard
of the Holy Spirit directed us here to put it in place. And as we wind up the summary of part one of the prophecy of God when it's come to pass, that God biblical prophecy in the Holy Scriptures, what is
phase
next? Phase of two of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. In Isaiah chapter 44 verse 24 to 26, he spoke of that standard as he says like this.
Isaiah 44
from verse 24.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama omununuzi wo, era eyakubumba okuva mu lubuto, nti nze Mukama akola byonna, abambe eggulu nzekka, ayanjuluza ensi, nti ani ali awamu nange? Olw'ebiri bw'ettaano, ate obubonero bw'abalimba era alalusa abalogo, akyusa abagezigezi okudda ennyuma, n'esirwaza amagezi gaabwe.
Yes.
Kiyakoze.
What he did.
Amagezi g'abagezigezi.
The wisdom of the wise. He made it into foolishness.
Obubonero bw'abalimba bwonna.
Signs of the liars.
Kubanga buno obubonero bw'abasitaani babali eri emabega beekwese bakola ebintu.
Marks of Satan, they are behind them doing their evil works.
Mwe mulowooza muli wammwe mugenda vvaayo mirembe.
You think you are in your homes, you're going to come out when you're peaceful.
Naye Katonda abuse kubanga yatta enkwe z'abagerengetanyi.
But God has frustrated them, for he kills the plans of the crafty.
Bw'azze okubabuulira ekigenda mu maaso.
When he's come to tell you what is moving on.
Agenda okulalula abamu kuba bagwe eddalu.
He's going to cause some fall mad.
Read 25 and 26. Ayogera ku Yerusalemu nti kirituulwamu.
Yes.
Ate obubonero bw'abalimba.
He frustrates the marks of the liars.
Kubanga balidde mabega abategesi.
For they are behind, they are prepared.
Balina akabonero ka pyramid.
They have a mark of a pyramid.
Balina erinnya lya Lucifer lye bayisaawo.
The name of Lucifer they are fronting.
Balina ennamba gye bayisaawo lukankaga mu
kaga. Number they are fronting, the number 666.
Kati abise byonna byonoonye.
He frustrated all those.
Abagezigezi,
the wise,
abasiriwazi zabaliyo bali mu contradicting
abalwanagana. Foolish, they are contradicting themselves now.
Temujja kuba Africa bintu ebyo.
You will not vaccinate Africa with those things.
Temujja kubatta.
You will not kill them.
Berwanyisa.
They are contradicting, fighting each other.
Abasudde daru abarangira.
Cause them fall mad, the princesses and prince.
Yinga agambye.
But he has said.
Yali n'okutuukiriza ekigambo ky'abaweereza be.
He had to fulfill.
Okuva ku bannabbi abaatusooka n'okutuuka ku ffe.
From the initial prophets to reaching us.
Era okutuukiriza ekigambo ky'ababakabe.
To fulfill the word of his messengers.
Akituukiriza.
He has fulfilled it.
Kati answers nyingi.
Now the many answers.
Ezokwanukula kwa Katonda.
Of the answering of God.
Wachi waliwe mtawana mingi.
Why there are many troubles.
Uchangu mwaka 2020 gutandika.
But since that 2020 began.
Ziri wansi w'omutwe ogwo ogugamba.
They are under that heading saying.
Kyobunnabbi bwa Katonda obuli mbyandiko ebitukuvu.
That God is biblical prophecies.
Butuukiridde.
They have come to pass.
Kyekiddako.
What is next?
Kubanga ye akimalirira alina okutuukiriza ebyalangibwa.
Determined he has to fulfill things which were proclaimed.
Mu bunnabbi obuli mu Bible.
The prophecies within the Bible.
N'obuze bufuluma.
Those which have come coming out. In the history
of
the European explorers,
the
prophecy released from within Uganda and outside Uganda, fulfill them this very year we are in. Is where he begins.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that will be your answer. The first in the many answers.
God is a prophetic message. No, on 31st December.
Obubaka bw'obunnabbi obwa Mukama asatu mu lumu December 2019,
omwaka 2020,
the year 2020,
si mwaka gwa kusaga,
not a joking year.
Tegubangawo wansi
w'enjuba. Never been under the sun.
Kubanga mugo sitani,
because he needs Satan.
Agenda kulonchinga emirimu gye gy'ekive egisingo ku nsi.
To launch his most evil extreme works on the world.
Omulina agalwadde agasinga siriimu.
Including sickness, more diseases fatal than HIV.
Katonda agenda kuyimusa omutindo.
But God is going to raise the standard.
Bwatu message bwe jjo kubanga etambula.
Thus the message will be moving like that.
Bwona kitukako mu details.
When you reach on it in its details.
Setwagala kulaba answer yokubiri ejja kubeera oti part 2.
See the second answer how it will be part 2.
Mu phase 2.
In the phase 2.
Yokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
Of the answering of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi.
Why there are many problems.
Bukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
But since that 2020 began.
Era naye manyiddwa nga God is prophetic message.
It is known as obubaka bwa Mukama bw'obunnabbi.
On 7th January 2020.
Nga 7 January 2020.
The new dangerous disease.
Ekirwadde
be launched in 2020.
Kigenda kulonchigibwa mu 2022.
More fatal than HIV.
Eranga kizibu nnyo okusinga ne SIRIM.
Revealed under title.
Eranga kyabikulwa wansi w'omutwe.
The mystery of God and the mystery of Satan.
Ekyama kya Katonda n'ekyama kya Satan.
Which is the mystery of lawlessness.
Ekyama ky'obujeemu.
Revealed.
Nga bibikudwa.
Two verses are on scale.
Eranga vasi bili ziri ku mizani.
Revelation 10:7.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 10 olunyirwa musanvu.
And 2 Thessalonians 2:7.
Ne ba Thessalonike ekyokubiri esula ya 10 olunyirwa musanvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyawandikibwa ebyonga bituukirira.
Those scriptures as they come to pass.
Nabiri ku mizani.
And they are right on the scales.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 10 olunyirwa musanvu.
Revelation 10:7.
Ne ba Thessalonike ekyokubiri.
And 2 Thessalonians
esura eyo kuyonyola omusango
chapter 2:7
ngabituukirira
as they come to pass
eri mabega satan ali mkuru nchinga galwa dagazi
mind satan is launching diseases more fatal
asubulu okutiisa abantu
that he can threaten the people
abakozi byayagala
that he uses them do whatever he wants.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era bwetwasoma kwekyo ekiri mu kubikulirwa esula ye 10 olunyirwa omusanvu.
We read that in Revelation 10:7.
Twalagibwa nti ekyama kya Katonda kigenda kuba kibikulwa.
We were shown that the mystery of God is going to be revealed.
Malayika w'ekkondeere ly'omusanvu.
Before the age of the seventh trumpet.
Ekkondeere ly'enkomerero.
The trumpet of the end.
Atanaba kufuwa kkondeere eryo.
Before it sounds the trumpet.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there we hear.
Okubikulirwa esula ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations chapter 10:7.
Naye munaku z'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa ekkondeere ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira.
Yes.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 10 olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations 10:7.
Ng'enjiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Yes.
Labako.
You see.
Kubikulirwa esula ya 10 olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations 10:7.
Agamba.
He says.
Nti malayika ow'omusanvu.
That is before the seventh angel.
Malayika ow'omusanvu w'ekkondeere ly'enkomerero.
The seventh angel of the trumpet of the end.
Bw'aliba ng'anaatera okufuuwa ekkondeere eryo.
When he will be about to sound that trumpet.
Ekyama kya Katonda ekibikkulwa.
The mystery of God will be revealed.
Kati ekyama kya Katonda ekyo.
Now that mystery of God.
Ye kigambo kya Katonda.
It's the word of God.
Eyambala omubina alabisibwa gye tuli.
You clothed flesh appeared to us.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Eyasooka okujja mu muzingo gw'ekitabo Bayibuli.
He who first came in the scroll of the book, the Bible.
Ogwamuwandikibwako.
Which was written about him.
Alikitegeeza.
Now it means.
Ndi kyama kya Katonda ekyamanyiddwa nga Kristo.
That mystery of God known as Christ.
Eyajja mu muzingo gw'ekitabo Bayibuli ogwamuwandikibwako.
The scroll of the book, the Bible written about him.
Bulina okubikkulwa ennyo mu nsi yonna.
Has to be revealed most in the whole world.
Nga malayika w'ekkondeere ly'omusanvu.
Before the angel of the seventh trumpet.
Natanafuwa kondeere ly'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Trumpet of the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the end of the ages.
Echechani kwa kituukiridde.
That scriptures come to pass.
Okusinzira mu buweereza bwa full knowledge of God.
Blessing here in the regeneration with the full knowledge of God.
Kubanga tewali kwebyo ebyakweka ebiri mu kigambo kya Katonda.
None of those hidden that in the word of God.
Ebitabikkulwa wano.
Which are not revealed here.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Wabula mu kaseera ke kamu.
But in the same time.
Ng'ekyama kya Katonda kibikkulwa.
When the mystery of God is being revealed.
Ate era ekyama ky'obujeemu.
Still the secret of lawlessness.
Ye Satan.
That is Satan.
Naye abikkulwa.
He too is being revealed.
Okusinziira ku Batesalonike ekyokubiri.
According to 2 Thessalonians.
Esula ey'okubiri.
Chapter 2.
N'onyola omusanvu.
The verse 7.
Katusomeyo owulire.
Let's read there we hear.
Abatesalonike ekyokubiri esula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2:7.
Kubanga ne kaakano ekyama eky'obujeemu wekiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kaakano okutuusa lwalijjibwawo.
Kubanga n'okutuusa kaakano.
Up to now.
Ekyama ky'obujeemu.
The mystery of lawlessness.
Wekiri kikola.
It's already there working.
Okutuusa aziyiza.
Till the one who restrains him.
Lwalijjibwawo.
Will be taken away. Remember the one restraining him. It is the Holy Spirit. Though there are those who argue that it's not him. Can hinder Satan commit evils openly except the one who convicts sin. He alone can restrain him. Satan fears to commit those sins. When he knows the Holy Spirit, he's right behind when I do it. He's going to tell the world what I'm doing. Remember him in John chapter 16. From verse 5 downwards. They tell us when the Spirit will come. He will convict a world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He alone, if he's there pushed away from the people, Satan has to pass all his schemes out. He alone can convict that that is sin.
And that's
it. It brings judgment. This is the righteousness which giveth life. You read there in John, you hear. John chapter 16 from verse 5.
Erate wali kumwambuza anti ogenda wa. Olinyolo mukaga. Naye kubanga mbabuli devyo emitima jamajijude nako. Olinyolo musanvu. Nayeze mbagamba mazima. Kibasanira mwe nze okugenda. Kubanga nze bwe sirigenda, omubezi talibajjira. Naye bwe ndigenda, ndi mutuma gye muli. Olunyolo munana. Ye bwe alijja, alirumiriza ensi olw'ekibi. N'olw'obutuukirivu, n'olw'omusango.
Owulidde ekibeerawo
bwajja. Have you heard what happens when he comes?
Alumiriza ensi ekibi.
He convict the world of sin,
obutuukirivu,
righteousness, and judgment.
He
alone has been restraining. Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7. That even the times of the apostles, this mystery of lawlessness, he who is the head over those lawless people, Satan the devil,
Lucifer
in revealing him, he was the cherubim, the third, the cherubims were three. He is being revealed now. But remember, he has
been
and fears the Holy Spirit. Everything he's been doing, the Holy Spirit revealed it. And now what he had to do, to push him out of the people. People commit things not right. Commit sins and break the laws and the commandments. The Spirit can go from their midst. Even change the name of the Holy Spirit. And they wrote the Holy Ghost. And they pushed him.
And
you find them calling the Holy Ghost. Now he alone can restrain. And when they reach to take him away from the people, now they are 2020, they are launching. Now the prophecy of God, biblical prophecy of God, which give us many answers of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles since
their
2020 began.
But,
the second part, second phase of the answering of God, it told us that the prophecy of God
January
2020, what we saw was Satan was launching a new disease in the year 2020, more fatal than HIV. But they are revealed under the heading saying, the mystery of God being revealed,
Even the mystery of Satan. It's the mystery of lawlessness. It too is being revealed. Praise Jesus. They tell us. Two scriptures are right on the scale. Revelations. Chapter 10 verse 7. That the seventh angel sounds the last trumpet of the coming back of the Lord Jesus in the end of this generation. That mystery of God must have been revealed. That is the word of God. Christ Jesus. You first came in the scroll of the book, the Bible, which was written about him.
And
in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7, even the mystery of lawlessness will be revealed.
So
of the many things you will find
in
part 2 of the answering of God unto the world, why there are many problems. From when the year 2020 began, second phase of the answering of God.
So
get explained there the mystery of God. Explain us in Colossians chapter 1:24 up to verse 28. Tell us the mystery of God. It's the word of God. That's the Christ in us. And they show him to us.
In
John 1 verse 14.
The
closed flesh appeared to us. And we saw him as the Son. But remember, before he closed flesh to come to us, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 6 to 8,
he
came with the scroll of the book, the Bible, written about him. Now, the word of the Lord, the Bible, still it's the Christ Jesus. He is being revealed at the same time. Even the mystery of lawlessness, the mystery of Satan, it's being revealed. As Isaiah chapter 14:9-12. And they tell us that is Satan, his rightful name. He was Lucifer. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 12 to 15. And they tell us, he was a cherubim. He wasn't among the groups of angels. In the entire heavens were meant to be three cherubims there. There only remained two there. He was the third. But getting a blame on himself. Spoken in Ezekiel 28, 12-15. He was burnt with fire chests from there. And in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1-3, explain us that he appears as a dust.
He
was transfigured, is no more in the form of the cherubim. There where cometh names, those in Revelations 15:7-10, and Revelations 12, and they say the olden serpents,
dragon.
Call him a serpent, the dragon.
Or Satan.
For it's a dust.
He has
no more a form of the cherubim. Many things you'll hear.
In part two.
Of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems.
Since
the 2020 began.
Phase number two. Oba God is a prophetic message.
Obunna bibwa Katonda.
Ngamusanvu.
On the 7th.
January.
January.
2022.
Biri abiri mobiri.
Tujja kuba tudda.
We shall come.
Tukuwe summary endala.
Give you another summary.
Iza answers nyingi.
Of the many answers.
Izo kwanukula kwa Katonda.
Of the answering of God.
Yes.
Unto the world.
Lwaki waliwe bizibu bingi.
Why there are many problems.
Okuvuma ka biri abiri kutandika.
When 2020 began.
Phase 2
of the answering of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.